Survivor fans, welcome to the Survivor After Show, Season 32, Episode 12. Now's the time to start scheming. We got a lot to talk about.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin. Welcome, Survivor fans. Welcome. This is the After Show for Survivor. Season 32, episode 12. Now's the time to start scheming. My name is Jaco Winnings. You can join me all over social media at Jaco Winnings, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
That's right, Michael Rippey here. And you can find me on social media at Mike Rips.
Awesome. Mike Rippey. Paige is not making it tonight for us. Unfortunately, she missed it. We're so sad. And now you guys, we have to listen to us too, you know.
But Paige is back next week. Don't worry. But stick around because tonight's show still going to be a good one.
Because we're fun. We're cool. We can do that. Yeah, we're fine.
I think we'll be all right.
I think we're pretty fun. I don't know about you guys. You guys think we're fun?
Tell us in the live chat. Yeah.
ENG there, Mr. Egbert, is going to throw the live chat on the big screen for us so we can see what you guys are commenting as we go along. So make sure you guys utilize that and we'll talk to you guys and, incorporate you with the whole show.
Exactly.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So let's get down to it. Mr. Mike Rippey, what did you think about the entire episode as a whole?
Well, let's start with the title of the episode. Now's the time to start scheming. I told Jaco right before we went on that if that was the truth, the people that were starting to scheme now, they're probably not around because the time to start scheming was way before day 29, right?
I mean, right now, way before. So now we've got six people left where the episode started.
Right.
At what point do you think you should start scheming? When you merge?
Right. Somewhere in the middle, maybe. Like 15 days in. You don't need to scheme right from day one, but when you're down to the final six, you had to have schemed a little bit to make it this far. Just a little bit. At least something.
But at this point, Jason is saying, hey, it's time to start scheming. That's how he's opening the show. And obviously, the title of the show. There you got you guys on the big... Eric is
that's
saying...
That's right. We see all your comments. So please, join
Eric,
us.
Have fun. We will have fun, Eric. You have fun. That's awesome. So you think we have you guys online. That's amazing.
That's right.
So yeah, Jason is starting the episode. He's saying, listen, it's time to start scheming. We have to get going. You know, he wants to make a big move, but nobody wants to listen to him.
No. That's right. So Jason... You know, you could tell that he's frustrated, which has been the last few days after he lost his major, alliance with Scott.
Yeah.
And also now he's kind of very childish at the start of this episode. You start seeing how he's not getting his way. He's not in charge any longer. So you can see the stubborn side of him, the childish side. They're back at camp right after their tribal, and he's talking about how no one will listen to him and kind of go with him. And he's just trying to play the game. He says a few things that I wrote down. I didn't want to forget. He talks about, no one will strategize with me. He says they're wasting the concept of the game. And it pisses him off and he's frustrated. The wasting the concept of the game was the thing I thought was kind of silly, because it's like, just because the game is not going your way doesn't mean the game is being wasted.
Exactly what I was thinking. The concept of the game isn't involving him right now at this point. Nobody's scheming with him. But still, yet on the other side, Ty is scheming and with Sydney and those guys. So they are playing the game, just not with
it's
him.
Not being played the way he wants it to be played.
And Joe,
so he's upset.
Joe called it out as well. Joe's saying like things aren't going his way. So now he's saying, you know what? His real side comes out again.
Exactly.
That was his kind of crying.
Tremendous point by Joe, too, because it was exactly, hits the nail right on the head. Jason doesn't like what Jason isn't getting, and so he's acting like a baby.
And Jason is sad, exactly. Yeah.
And he actually mentions, before we move on, he says how he's just going to basically do nothing, help out.
I'm
going to
eat your food, and I'm going to, burn your firewood.
He's gone from a few episodes ago where he's talking about how he's on the top, and now you can tell that Jason's...
But talking about the top, this episode has been flip-flopping. You think one person at the top, and then suddenly the king of the world, and the next person, they're down, crashing ground, down in flames.
That is exactly true as this episode goes on.
And what makes this episode and the series so amazing. You guys love it, and we see it on the comments. And say, how good has the season been?
It has.
A lot of people saying it's the best I've ever seen.
It's been a great season, and we're so glad that we've been joining you all season, and we still have... few more weeks to go.
Yeah, that is a few more weeks. I think it ends the 18th. We'll see.
We'll
not
see.
Not sure. At the point where Jason is saying, talking, Ty is also at Dara at the camp saying, going to Aubrey, I think, and saying, hey, listen, I've got an extra vote. I think it's either going to be Jason or Michelle. So now the scheming on that side is actually starting. He's talking to Aubrey and Joe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, the people have been talking a lot in the comments in the previous episodes about the curse of the extra vote or that advantage, and I didn't really know what it was. And I was thinking the only way you can have a curse or how the extra vote can count against you if you tell people about it, Ryan?
And Ryan, I think we kind of touched on this last week with Paige about would he tell people about his extra vote? Would he not? And I thought he was going to mention it as an advantage to even get further advantage.
He wouldn't mention it.
I thought he would. Thought he wouldn't.
Yeah, I
kind of keep it secret.
I think he will keep it secret until you have to use it. Because if you do mention it to somebody, suddenly you've got an extra advantage. And if you
could be against you almost.
Exactly. Right. And that's what happened in previous seasons is what I'm reading.
Sure.
So
this might come in to the point where I didn't watch some of the recent seasons, so I didn't think about it like that perspective. Yeah. But it's funny because right at the start of the episode, after we see Jason, he mentions that advantage.
Well, what is one thing that took Scott out of this game? Well, in general, it's his cockiness. Mm-hmm. He was really cocky. So as soon as someone has two votes and you have extra vote, and you have immunity idol, you have all those kind of things, suddenly you become cocky. And you almost saw that in this tonight when he was in the group. We'll get to that later. When he's saying, you know, we need to vote Michelle tonight.
That's right.
So we'll see how that plays out in the next episodes. You definitely will. They're at camp still. Jason is going through that whole ramble of nobody wants to play with him. And then this funny thing they say is that the chicken is, when they got the thick worm, they say that Mark is probably the best position in this whole game.
He's going to make it to day 39.
It to day 39.
And even Jason said how he gave up trying to eat that chicken days ago.
Yeah.
It's funny. So it's a good point.
They're making best friends now. So Mark is definitely Mark the Chicken. Hashtag there if you guys want to say hi to him. It's definitely a highlight of the season. But then we get to reward. Reward Wait, challenge.
Before we get there, yeah. Do you think that Mark is going to be at the final live show?
That's a great, great question.
What do you guys think? Tell us in the live chat, is Mark the Chicken going to be at the live show where they announce the winner of Survivor this year?
It's funny, Superstar Music is saying that they should have kicked Ty tonight. We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll talk about that.
That's right.
So that would be amazing if we can see Mark the Chicken.
I think he's going to be there.
You think so?
I think he makes it.
Maybe it's going to be a different chicken, though. Do you think it's going to be the same chicken?
No, I hope it has to be. It's Mark.
Maybe what if we say all this and then suddenly they eat them in like one of the last episodes and we're all like, oh shit.
No,
right?
Yeah,
but anyway, let's get to the reward challenge. So these guys, two teams of three, they have to race through the water to different platforms. They get to a huge maze and then they have to stand around the huge maze which
balancing
is balancing
themselves
on the water, getting the balls into the pockets.
Three balls. They're broken into the two teams. And what are they playing for?
Amazing. Like, I'm super stoked about this. Wildlife Alliance rescue group right there that's rescuing animals that got poached. That's the babies of animals that got poached and giving them a refuge to, you know, live and be happy.
It's a great cause. So not only are they playing for that, they're getting a picnic while they get to...
They get some food.
Yeah, they get some food.
But you can see the guys are really... I mean, I feel like the food is the thing, but they really are focusing on the Wildlife Alliance.
Of course.
Thing there, which is the main reward, and then you get a picnic on the side.
It's a double thing,
and you have to remember these guys. I mean, people in America. It's elephants. I'm from South Africa. I've seen that before, but a lot of people you haven't. So being in that environment it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's close up experience with these animals.
So the teams are separated with Joe, Aubrey, and Sydney on one side against Ty, Michelle, and Jason.
Yes.
So
Joe jumps into the water with Jason going first, but he's slow.
Joe is very slow.
Yeah, we've spoken about this now a lot of times. And Paige, you know, I'm here for you. I'll be a little Paige voice sitting here. Joe is 71. We get it. He's old, and yet he didn't give up. He was powering his way through that thing, even crawling at the end.
Yeah, and so it took Joe basically as long as it took, you know, Jason and Ty
to get
to the same amount. Like Ty and Jason did it just as quick. It's just Joe. So the Ty, Michelle, Jason trio was way ahead in this challenge, kind of.
Very much.
This is one of the more anticlimactic challenges that I can remember this season.
And you can see how they edited it, because there wasn't really like, this person is closer, and then this person is closer. It was just...
pretty much over from the start.
Yeah, we all knew it was going to win, so they just got to the chase there and they won. Which is Ty, Michelle, and Jason, which got in there, they got their balance, got the balls in the holes. And they won.
And they won. They go off on their journey.
On their journey.
One thing that was interesting is how Ty says he's worried about actually winning almost, because he's worried about separating from the rest of his group, saying he doesn't want, you know, the alliance that he has to kind of separate.
So his alliance right now is Aubrey, Joe, and Ty.
Joe, Ty, and Sydney.
is his main alliance.
In his head, right? And he's gunning for Michelle, as we see at the start of this episode.
But he was also saying that the main alliance is Joe, Aubrey, and Ty. Am I wrong? Was that a thing?
No, I think that Sydney's a part of that. I'm not sure. I know that I said last week my final three are Ty, Joe, and Aubrey, but I don't know if that's...
You did say that, didn't you?
Yeah. We'll see. A lot of things are going to change here.
Yeah, for sure.
So they go off. It's cool to see Jason is playing with the elephants at their wildlife adventure. Yeah, he has a cool moment with the monkeys. And
he's talking about how beautiful this experience is for him regarding his daughter with autism and how much she relates to animals and how they calm her down. So his daughter seeing him on TV with his animals is going to make her really happy, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. The one thing I have to say about Jason is he's gone like all over the map this season, from being not liked and the villain and the bully to being very, you know, emotional and likable in certain moments, and he shows all types of characteristics. I mean, he's very touching when he talks about his daughter and the autism and the way he's able to handle the animals or what he feels passionate about. And then sometimes you see him and he's just, you know, who wants to be with that guy? He's, you know, a dirty...
Well, that's exactly what Michelle said, because you could see how they edited as well. You can see Ty is talking about how he really is connecting with Jason again or whatnot, and then the nice music is playing and he's laughing, and then Michelle is saying, well, you know what, I see Jason enjoying his time with the animals, but then immediately I start thinking back 2 weeks ago, 2 episodes ago, when he was hiding the axe and the shovel and whatnot.
Exactly.
And it just shows his true colors. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge flip-flop the whole time from him, and I almost feel like he's covering up his niceness to be this mean guy.
He's very chameleon-like.
Chameleon-like.
Blending into
maybe he's putting up a front. Mm-hmm. For the tough bounty hunter guy, but he's actually a really soft guy inside. But I feel like if he needs to be, he's a veteran, you know, army veteran or whatnot, he can be tough as well.
Someone is saying in the chat, he said Jason looking defeated all episode was amazing.
So yes, people are not Team Jason.
Many people that were not Team Jason enjoy tonight's episode.
Yeah, definitely not. Now, I see a comment here from Musical Mania. It wasn't smart for Joe to snap... you guys are commenting so fast.
So many. Thank you guys for all joining us in the live chat, of course. But that takes us to Jason, Ty, and Michelle are enjoying a picnic back at camp. The losers, Joe, Aubrey, and Sydney, are now kind of all, you know, frustrated with each other. At least they're both frustrated with Joe, and Joe seems frustrated with Sydney.
Well, I think Joe is frustrated with himself.
With himself, which he even says that about his performance. He said his performance was childish,
performed like a 6-month-old child.
Yeah, like a baby. He was obviously...
It's embarrassing to him.
He's embarrassed by it.
But then, once again, Paige, if she was here, she would say, you know, don't worry about it, Joe, because you're 71 years old. Let's see any other 71-year-old get as far in this game as you have.
And also, I noticed this episode, and maybe as the days are wearing on, Joe, for a 71-year-old, is ripped. Like, his body... Looks good. I'm surprised he hasn't done... I bet you he's getting some Men's Fitness or health magazines, because his body... But his body at this point looks... It's like he's 71 and he's in like great shape.
I thought his muscles would be eating away, but he's
toned and lean looking, and you're like, he's 71. Wow. So if you're not Joe and you're listening, go to Men's Fitness. Get some deals out of that.
Yeah, for sure. Gee whiz. Get some real men's health deals. Show the real men do it. But now Joe, speaking about Joe, he is annoyed with himself, but he's also very snappy at Aubrey and Sydney. So Sydney's immediately telling Aubrey, listen, I don't do well with orders.
And we've seen that kind of through this season, though, that the one thing that Sydney does not like is being told what to do.
She does not like being bossed around.
She is not for that. She is adamant about that, exactly as you said.
Yeah, Aubrey is saying, like, I don't know what Joe's problem is. Looks like he wants to burn down the whole place. He just wants to make frickin' fire, and everybody needs to go get wood. Nobody's happy.
It's funny, though, the way that you can tell how different people react is Aubrey is frustrated by it, but she's kind of just trying to be peaceful, and she's worried that Sydney's so frustrated she's going to switch and swap the game plan because Aubrey's with Ty.
But there wasn't any gameplay, like, talked about at that point.
No, but she's just worried about kind of losing... the main objective, which is Aubrey wants to stick in that mage alliance with Ty.
Yes.
And so she's just kind of handling Joe's frustrations without snapping at him. Whereas it's like
Sydney's, she's like, listen, we're all frustrated. We all had a long day.
Exactly.
You know?
And so then I guess that takes us to, you know, after the picnic, they head off to immunity challenge.
Yeah, immunity challenge. Now, in the immunity challenge, you have to balance a table while you're stacking up the blocks. Each block is a different letter spelling immunity, and you have to go back and get the blocks. So this is what they're doing. How hard, Mike Rips, do you think this challenge was?
Well, I don't think it was hard from a physicality standpoint. No, not at all. It was probably the most difficult part was the mental challenge of just being patient, but having some sense of aggressiveness and time to go faster maybe and use. It's a kind of a combination of everything. I don't know how hard it is. It's hard when you just see it, right? Dad, I mean, what do you think watching it?
I think it's obviously, again, not physical hard, but it's concentration and balance at this point. Something I think Julia would have been really good at. So in that sense, it is really hard. So if you're a little too anxious or you're too jittery, or you're too strong, maybe strength counts against you in this challenge.
Right.
You're jerking something.
You really need to be able to focus in this one.
Exactly.
Block out everything else and focus. And the one thing I said to you during the episode watching is, I really wish Survivor would put a little clock on the screen for maybe a challenge like this, so we know. I mean, we have no idea.
Are no they out reference there for
5 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? Is it 25 minutes? I mean, because sometimes they do when they're doing standing challenges, balancing, but
yeah.
It would be nice if we had context. Like, they've been there for 30 minutes and they drop the blocks, or if it's 2 minutes, because, you know,
well, how long does it take at least to get from one block there?
Just some idea to give us more of an idea, like, oh, this is really tough, or nah, they just dropped it after a minute, they're doing it again. And I get part of it is kind of editing it to make it look certain ways, but that would be nice if we could have seen some type of idea of how long this was taking, because we saw Joe was leading.
Yeah, from the get-go. This guy is leading.
Right, Joe is in the lead.
Sydney is way in behind.
Sydney is not even in the picture.
She didn't even start yet. She was standing there filing her nails while everybody was going. That's how far behind she was.
At one point, Jeff literally says that Sydney is moving like she can't walk.
Because she wasn't walking.
She's literally not moving. Right.
Yeah.
And so Joe is in the lead. Eventually, Joe at 5 blocks, and they have to spell immunity, he drops his blocks.
He drops his blocks. He's the first guy that drops it, and he's also it was in first place. Right.
So he's in first place.
He
drops all the blocks, and that's kind of sad. And then you kind of see everybody else from Michelle to Aubrey to Ty dropping the blocks all the way to the point where Sydney gets into the lead. And then it's amazing because Sydney's in the lead, and then Jason is catching up.
Yeah.
Then Jason is basically in the lead, or it's neck to neck.
It's neck to neck, and now, but backtrack, you have 2 seconds back to Joe that's trying to catch up with these guys, and he is. So now Joe was in the beginning. He gets back. He's like, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. Gets back there with the first letter I. Okay, now you have to do it. You have to have the spelling bee contest here right, because
be able to spell the word immunity.
And that's what, something
backwards,
I thought.
Backwards, too.
Immunity. Immediately, I thought in the beginning of the challenge, I was like, God, for a guy that's English my second language, I would like, how do you spell immunity first? I have to write it out. But they were placing it out in the right order on the table. But once your blocks fall,
You have to pick the word, letters up reversed.
So he starts with the first block, which was wrong, so he had to go back.
Uh-huh.
He gets his I, because it ends in I, gets back with...
He loves I.
He got I a second time, and then he got back a third time with I again.
So Joe's all... Basically, after he loses his lead, he's even chuckling at this point that he's bringing the wrong letters back, and he's kind of out of it. It comes down to Sydney and Jason, where they're back and forth.
Yep.
And amazingly, Jason had dropped his blocks one time and made it back to the point where
he was neck and neck.
Neck and neck with Sydney. This shows
ahead
you how
of Sydney.
Right. Gets ahead of Sydney when they're down to the last letter. This shows you how slow that Sydney was going, which maybe is right because Sydney is in the lead after everyone else drops everything. But they're basically neck and neck, and then we do see kind of Jason's end where he drops the blocks and he knows this is a tough moment for him because now it's basically up to
him.
Yeah.
This would have been his saving grace. And we all kind of knew it throughout the whole episode. So it was good to see, him actually losing because that was the last straw almost for him. Yeah, he's going to get voted out. But you can see also his face in the back. He's super disappointed in himself.
And so Sydney, after winning the challenge last week, being a part of that team, this week finally wins reward for the first time this season.
Or immunity.
Yeah, she wins. Excuse me. Exactly. Yeah. So Sydney wins, defeating Jason in the immunity challenge.
Yep.
And so she cannot be voted off in tonight's episode.
Yep. Sydney is safe. She can't be voted out. So now we're all heading back to camp. Now it's time to really start scheming once again. Now, at this point, Mike, it's pretty simple. Guys at home, by the way, if you want to hashtag ABTV Survivor, grab us on Twitter. We always reply. Also, we always reply to your comments on YouTube. So make sure you guys drop us a comment on this video right now. Not for the live chat, for the actual video. And we'll reply to you. We want to know what your predictions is for the next episode. We're back at camp at Dara, so now the scheming starts again, more or less, right?
There's quite a difference in ideas and scheming. I mean, Ty, from the start, wants to get rid of Michelle. He decides it's time to get rid of Michelle. He also has an extra vote, so he's a more powerful voice. He's trying to take command in this episode. He even goes up to tell Jason that he wants to get rid of Michelle.
No, I think that was a stupid move, though.
I didn't think that was the smartest move, telling Jason. It didn't really hurt him, affect him in this time, because as we see what happens. But he did that. And then at the same point, Jason wants to get rid of Joe. Joe wants to get rid of Jason.
Yep.
Joe's trying to talk to Sydney.
Sydney and Joe.
Sydney wants to get rid of Jason because Sydney's fed up of Jason.
Yeah.
Sydney tells Michelle about the different plans. There's kind of a few different things at work at the same time. But basically, we head into Tribal, kind of thinking it's going to be between Michelle, because that's where Ty is trying to lead the charge to get rid of Michelle, or Jason, because pretty much everyone is fed up of Jason.
Exactly. So it's basically going to Tribal, Jason or Michelle. And Ty in the beginning saying, like, listen, I'm going to convince the group to vote for Michelle. Mm-hmm. And the key word there is group. You don't need to convince the group. You need to convince your alliance. Because he did tell everybody, and he did tell, except Michelle, which he wanted to vote out, and then he told Jason, which is stupid. But so we're heading off to the, to Michelle, Michelle told Sydney, Sydney told Michelle, which do you think is, because Michelle isn't really a part of that alliance, right? So by doing that, Sydney basically pledged the allegiance to Michelle, saying, listen, I'm going to do whatever I can to have your back, and this is definitely going to come into play in the next episode.
The next episode is totally up in the air at this point.
And then at this point, it's five people left.
And they're all supposedly kind of playing with each other. And the one that wasn't really a part of it, Michelle, is kind of now a part of it. Just a part of the group. Now we have real mayhem moving forward. So we go to the final. We see Tribal. At the end, it's very anticlimactic to me, the way that they let Ty play his advantage. I mean, we know he's going to play this at the end of the day, his extra vote. We see it, and so it ends up with
But let's before we get to that, so the Tribal, a lot of talking going on there with the Tribal Council, right?
That's right.
Jeff, ready to stir the pot once again. This guy is... Okay, so Jason, how unpredictable is this game? And he talks about, flip-flop. At one point, as we said in the beginning of the episode, one point you're at the top of the world, the next point you're down, scrubbing the toilets. That's how life works in this game as well. And then they start talking about, there's a lot going on, talking to Michelle. Who do you think is safe? What not to ask? And she calls him out. She calls Ty out.
She calls Ty out. This was, I think, of all the episodes this season so far, this was Ty's worst as far as damage control.
Oh my goodness.
Keeping that image squeaky clean. This was the type of Tribal Council and just events that happened which may affect the final vote if he gets there. Because he kind of came out. It seemed like he was very frisky. He was taking heat.
So Ikori over here says, sorry, got your name wrong. He says, why didn't anyone vote out Ty after his fight with Michelle? That's usually what happens. And that is usually what happens. Yeah. You're right. But and I actually told Mike while we were watching it, he's like, who do you think is going to get voted? I was like, Ty. I don't want Ty to get voted, but I think it. But he didn't.
He didn't. You know what it was for Michelle? And she even said it before they went to Tribal, that Michelle just didn't have a lot of time to talk to other people. It seemed like Michelle was very comfortable, didn't think she was really on the chopping block, so she's kind of just relaxed.
I think she looked a little bit nervous.
Well, she did once she gets to Tribal, but beforehand she even mentioned, like, when she shows up to the water, right? She shows up late. They had enough time to talk about her before she shows up. And then even when they talk about, when she finds out from Aubrey, like, she finds out that she's on the chopping block because Ty's going against her, and she even says, I don't really have enough time to talk to everyone. It's very limited before they head off to Tribal. So I think at Tribal is where she kind of stirs the pot. She's kind of going after Ty, and Ty is kind of uncomfortable in the situation, and it's troubling. We'll see what happens. But Ty does play his advantage. He votes twice for Michelle.
He says there's a big group and a small group, because this stuff is all
a small group inside of the big group.
Yeah, and Jeff points on that. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff is going to come into play. And Jason is just sitting there smiling on the side because he is so happy none of the storm is hitting him on the side. He's just sitting there nodding his head, and he tells Jeff, that's why I'm not saying anything, because I don't want the attention to come to me. So we get to the voting. Like you said, anticlimactic. Everybody on this on the chat there is saying it's anticlimactic as well. They vote. Michelle has two votes from Ty.
Two votes from Ty.
The other ones. Joe has one from Jason.
One vote from Jason. And four votes for Jason. Jason
from Joe, Sydney, Aubrey, and Michelle. Now, I would have thought that at least at this point, Jason would have, you know, picked up on the fight, I guess. And
this kind of shows you how far Jason was kind of removed at this point, because he's voting for Joe.
He had no idea. When he was saying that, he'll just keep playing by ear. But at this point, at least if he voted for Michelle, then he was having a fighting chance to the end if something went wrong.
For such a cocky, stubborn kind of guy from a lot of episodes, he went out really with a whimper.
Yeah, he did go with a whimper. It's kind of
quiet
it's
in the final tribal. Yeah. Didn't even stir the pot.
Didn't stir the pot. Thought in the previous tribal, he was
very good at stirring.
On fire.
Good at stirring.
And he was saying, like, people can see I'm a communicator. I do this all the time. I get mothers to rat out their sons. I'm a bounty hunter. Damn, boy! So, but he didn't do it this time, so...
And that's it.
That so. Wraps up the episode. Let's get to predictions. See you, Jason. Predictions. Sorry, I think my engineer there didn't understand my accent. And now you're at Buzz TV. Predictions. What do you think it's going to be next week? We've got five people left.
We have five people left.
That's we have Joe, Aubrey, Michelle, Sydney, and Ty.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, I said last week, so I've got my final three still alive with Aubrey, Ty, and Joe. I mean, yes, Aubrey, Ty, and Joe. And I thought that Jason was going home this week if he didn't win, and he did.
Yes,
and
he did.
I felt confident about that, but now I feel like next episode is woeful. It's just out there, right? We know that it seems like there could be some flipping from Ty and Aubrey's alliance to Ty and Michelle.
I think that's just poppycock. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right, and so that's kind of thrown me for a loop. What I do think that it's Ty's most important episode is next week, is my opinion, because he still has his immunity. He still has
his immunity idol, but there's four people left. For him that wants to get into the final three, if it's going to be final three, final two, they don't know. He needs to place... idol in the next episode, right. In two episodes to be in the final three.
If he is basically with down to five, exactly. So if he wins next week's episode, if he wins next week's immunity, he is guaranteed to at least get to the final three because he can play his immunity. He can play his idol at the fourth down to fourth tribal. So it's a massive episode, especially coming off of this tribal council where he was very shaky, you have to say.
Very shaky.
Ty's had a great season run so far, but this was a shaky.
Definitely
was shaky.
Running out of fuel at this point.
It's
so if you have to say who's going to be voted out and who's going to vote for that person, meaning of the five people, who's the three people that's going to vote for that person? Who do you think it's going to be?
I think that Michelle is going to go home next week.
And you think who's going to vote for Michelle?
I think it's going to be Aubrey, Joe, Ty. And I think that's enough.
Okay, and that's going to vote for Michelle.
And I think Sydney might try to do something differently, but I think Ty and Aubrey's alliance is strong enough, and I think they're going to try to bring Joe into that, and that's why I think they're going to get to the final three.
Well, Aubrey and Joe's a really strong alliance
already.
Aubrey
and Joe, and I think still Joe is... He's still cruising, right?
Yes, he's just staying there. What do you guys think about that, Joe? Is he a floater? Is he a great player? Does he deserve the win? Does he not deserve the win? Throw it down in the comments. Let us know.
Let us know. And after this is over, please, let us know all week leading up to next week's episode because we love communicating with you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys are what about amazing. You? My prediction, I mean, I don't want to be boring, but I actually have the same prediction. I think Michelle is going to go home, and I do think that Aubrey, Ty, and Joe is going to stick together because that is, to me, the final core alliance. But I think once it gets down to the four, Sydney is definitely going to stir the pot because she's not just going to go out as, okay, you guys are three, I'm one. She's going to... Because at some point, you will take Joe to the final three. You will do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sydney... Aubrey and Ty, if they are the final four, are all very strong players.
Sydney's too good. That's her problem at this point.
At some point, someone is going to have to tie up with Joe and, you know...
I think Sydney deserves to make the final three.
Yeah, but so does Aubrey, so does Ty, so does Michelle.
Agreed. Sydney, but she's a great competitor. She's always in the... She's good. And that's why I think she's going to have to go.
My prediction, I think Joe's not going home.
And the final prediction is I think we're both back next week with Paige. Paige is here next week.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to love having her back. We're going to have love having you guys back for the final episode. Not the final episode, I'm lying. Episode 13 for episode season 32. Thanks, guys, for joining us tonight. We love having you guys. We love having you guys comment on Twitter, on the YouTube channel. So you catch us on social media. You can catch me on social media at Jakob Winnings, all over social media.
And you can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. It's right here. At Mike Rips. We'll see you next week.
Yeah? Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.